Hey everybody, welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast. This week we're heading over to Denmark and to Norway to try some beers from
Håndbryggeriet
and
Nøgneøa
and
Amma
and
Nørrebro Bryghus
and of course the final one,
Vildsvin.
So hope you enjoy it and let's see what these beers taste like.
Hei og velkommen til Beer Coasters 2008 podcast. En ukentlig podcast dedikert til å bringe deg det beste og verste I ikke bare amerikansk kraftbyr, men øl fra kyst til kyst overalt rundt om I verden.
Let's crack it. I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Welcome to the Beer Coasters.
World Tour, minions!
Well, hello again. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast 2012, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in not only American craft beer, but beers from coast to coast and everywhere around the globe. I'm Mike. I'm your host this week. And with me this week is
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. As you can see, or as you could hear, I should say, Crazy Dave is back with us.
Yeah.
Trusty sidekick in the house.
He got lost in Amsterdam past Whoops. Couple of weeks.
Yeah, don't you go in the red light district, it gets a little hard to get out.
Yeah.
Two weeks. Holy crap.
So well, I met a really nice girl.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
Did you fall in love?
No, she took all my money, so
so the women aren't any different in Amsterdam than they are anywhere else in the world.
Yeah,
right. No, not really.
So the good news is Crazy Dave is back. The bad news is Chris is missing. And we think he went to Amsterdam to find Crazy Dave, and he's probably stuck in the red light district now, too. It's like a red light tractor beam that just sucks you in. You can't get away. So anyway, let's talk about beer here. This is the first part of our Scandinavian Trifecta series. It's part one this week, and it's Denmark and Norway.
Woo,
we don't have any fermentation this week, but we do have a couple tasting flights. Dave, what do you got this week?
I got the Nongeo Porter. It comes from Grinstad, Norway. Nongeo. Well, I had to go to Google Translate and listen to how to pronounce that because I wasn't really quite sure. But anyhow, the Nongeo Porter. I didn't translate Porter for me for some reason. But the other one, I don't know how to. Now I got to open up the other thing to see how to pronounce this. This is a Norrebro Brygges Skagerrus Porter.
And that sounds right.
And they're from Denmark.
Sure. That works.
I'm trying the, I guess it's Nongeo. Their Tiger Triple, and they're from Norway. And also from my beer from Denmark is the Evil Twin Brewing's Disco Beer.
Disco beer.
Yeah, cute.
I couldn't pass it up.
Okay, so
cue the Bee Gees right here.
So, for my Norwegian beer, I'm trying Bryggeri, I don't know. It's basically translates into hand brewery, and this, I'm trying their Dark Force.
Nice.
And for my Danish beer, I'm trying Amager, Mr. Fredriksen. Without further ado, we'll have Dave jump right into his beer.
All right.
This is the Beer Coasters World Tour.
Well, like I said, this was the Nongeo Porter. And a couple interesting things about Norway, I think that's kind of crazy, is first off, they are not allowed to advertise on TV about beer or alcohol. So they can't really, do what, the big three do out here on Super Bowl Sunday. That being said, however, Nongeo is even more interesting in the fact that they do not pay their employees. Everyone that works there works for free.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So those people are really like hardcore excited about doing their beer and stuff.
I did not know that.
Oh, Nongeo means naked island. And yeah, they're from Grimstad. They're from Norway. And this beer... This beer has a 7% ABV and 30 IBUs. They make it with Centennial and Northern Brewer hops. They have Maris Otter, Munich, Caramel, Black Malt, and Chocolate malts. And they use an English ale yeast. They recommend that this beer be served at 10 degrees Celsius, since we're in Europe. And I'm going to crack this open.
Oh, they make sake, too?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why. See, that's why their brewery sounds like that. Nongeo.
Well, it's funny because a lot of the
sake too.
Oh, it's a good stuff.
Japanese and Norwegian.
No, I was listening to some of the translations like of Norwegian, and some of it does sound like Asian in flavor. It was kind of interesting. So, but anyhow, this beer is black as black can be. It's dark. I cannot see anything behind it. It's like a black hole that all the light just disappears into it. It's got maybe a pinky finger ahead. It's nice and frothy, though. Wow. Looks like a porter. I got to do my...
Yeah.
My smell.
Take a sniff. Take a sniff.
It smells something sweet on the nose. I'm not sure what that is, but...
Grimstad water.
Wow. Chocolate is immediately in your face with this. And one hell of a roasty after flavor. Like about 2 or 3 seconds after you take a sip, man, that roast hits. I like this. This has got like complexity. There's more coming. Now I've got this dry burnt, you know, kind of flavor and coffee, like serious coffee here. Like coffee bean. Like if you ever chomped on a bean before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Chocolate covered espresso beans. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Give me a few of those, man. I go freaking crazy.
Bing, bing, bing.
Wow, the layers on this is amazing. Oh, and I only took one sip.
This is fantastic. Whoa.
Now he's getting scary.
We found the Yeti.
Holy shit. All I got to say is this, wow. Toby, you sure you couldn't find this beer anywhere?
Which one is it? The Porter?
The Nongeo Porter.
Yeah, I can get that one.
So why did you get it?
Yeah, I think I got that one. I can get that one too.
Well, because we might do a Nongeo show. Oh. Yeah, and I thought, well, the Porter would be good. And then, you know, they've got like five of their main ones all with the same kind of label with the just Nongeo. Different colors. And mm-hmm. Yeah. One's purple, one's orange, one's yellow. I like the simplicity
of their labels. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're really easy to find on the shelf. Just look for the O.
The reason why I got my beer was because it was different. It like stood out from all the other ones, and I thought, okay, well, I'll do this one, and I'll save like the standard ones for when we do the Nongeo show. So
I am absolutely...
My excuse.
I am absolutely amazed at the level of complexity with this beer. I mean, now nice. I'm actually able to taste a little bit of the hops. I got a little bit of a weed flavor.
Wait.
I never would have thought I would have been saying that from a porter. You know, it's not something that's really typical. But there's so much going on here, and this is really cool.
Would you pair it with anything?
That's what I'm thinking. Man, this is so good by itself. I would have to be very careful about pairing this with something. I mean, it's pretty robust. I mean, like that roasty flavor, I think would stand up to some, you know, to some meats and things.
Does it feel imperial or is it pretty?
No, it's not imperial at all. It's not in your face. It's not strong. You know, there's no alcohol warming or anything like that. Really, I mean, it's 7%, so it's strong on that sense, but it's not like, you know, I don't want to say like a steak, but I know it could do it.
Rice pudding.
No, that's too delicate now. It's I mean, you know, actually...
All right, Goldilocks, pick a damn food.
You know, actually, what might go good is maybe like
too hot. Oh, that's too cold.
No, but you know how you can get those cheesecakes that have like.
Oh, that's much too tart for me.
No, but you know how you can get those cheesecakes that have a bunch of shit in them. You know, like they got. Yeah. You know, like they got this and they got that. They have nuts and they have chocolate and they have swirled up with all this kind of crap. That would probably go good with this. So, like I don't know, like some pecan chocolate cheesecake or something like that with caramel sauce.
Turtle cheesecake.
Turtle cheesecake, yeah. Mm. Oh, those little turtles that you, little chocolate turtle caramel. That would probably work good. They always get, the caramel always gets stuck on my teeth, though.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Wash it down with some Nonge Porter.
Speaking of washing it down, turtles. We got 5 more beers to drink, so.
Woohoo! All right, well, the Rate Beer, wow, no surprise here, guys. Rate Beer, 99 to style. The Beer Advocate users come in at 90, and the bros have not been sent this bottle of beer.
Those fools.
So, well, there it is. Check out their website, www.nogne-o.com. Nongo. And you don't have to Google Translate it. It'll actually just, like, pop up in English.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, so I'm also doing the Nonge O Brewery. Except for I'm not doing
you
the
know
porter.
We're completely butchering this, right?
I know, seriously.
No, wait a minute. That Google Translate chick said it was Nonge O.
Yeah, well, we're going to get some Norwegian backwash that says otherwise.
Nonge.
Nonge.
Nonge. Anyway, they're out of Grimstad, Norway. This style is a triple, Belgian triple. Comes in at 9% ABV, 35 IBUs.
But that's not Norwegian, dude.
What?
Yeah.
He like an Irish accent.
Oh, well, anytime I say 35 for whatever reason, I throw in the Scottish accent.
Oh, wait. Here's the Nonge pronunciation. Hold on.
Nanya.
Nanya. It's like Nanya business.
There you go.
Nanya.
Ingredients uses malted barley, malted wheat, sugar, hops, yeast, and a local Grimstad water. I'm going to crack it.
Hey, mine had the Grimstad. Oh, same brewery. No wonder. Yeah. Like, what is that Grimstad water? Is that like?
It's just the city.
So they go like to the city and they get like a bucket, they fill it up, and they bring it back with them, or a whole truckload of this water.
It's just like, the water in the city that they brew.
Yeah, it's like when the uses their Rogue River water. This is Grimstad
water. River water. Okay, I got nice Yeti finger of head on there.
Wow, look at that.
It's a nice cloudy. Wow.
That's triple-y looking.
Yeah, cloudy orange in color, a pale orange color.
Looks like one of them damn Belgian beers.
Yeah. Very nice looking head. It's got some big bubbles, but for the most part, very frothy white head. On the news, it's grassy, a little bit of clove. Oh, it smells like it smells more Hefeweizen than it does Belgian. Yeah.
And the wheat malt, right? Wheat.
Yeah, that might be it. Malted wheat. But yeah, it has more of that German Hefeweizen spiciness to it on the nose, and less of the like really sweet Belgian banana clove type thing. I mean, there's a little bit of the clove in there, but it's more of it must be that malted wheat. Very clean smelling.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Ooh, smoky.
Ooh, smoky triple.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow. Is it like a sweet smoke? Because sometimes like when like there's like a forest fire and you like drive through, like you have like the sweet smell kind of thing, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like when it's the coniferous fires, you know?
Yeah, when it's fresh. Like it's like a sweet smoke. Did you bust out coniferous fire?
When you throw that really wait. Log on the fire.
Oh, and it pops and cracks and burns your
but
nuts.
Yeah, but the sweetness from the sap and the bark, like the really like green wood. Is that what you mean? Okay.
Green wood.
Yeah.
I still can't believe you busted out weird. Coniferous fire.
That's where all the you get creosote, right? From burning all that pine.
Yeah.
I thought creosote doesn't came taste.
Out.
Oh, I thought creosote could also be created by not having enough oxygen in a fire too. Creosote. I don't know.
Oh, it's crazy. It has this smoky middle part, but at the beginning it's very sweet, a little bit of like banana, and then there's this really smoky part, and then it ends back to the sweet banana with just a little bit of smokiness in the aftertaste.
Is there any pepper in there?
Are you sure it's not a Cuban beer? Sounds like you're talking about like some rum and banana leaves or something, man.
No pepper?
No, not really.
Because tigers love pepper.
Yeah, this beer is pretty crazy. It's actually very good, but pretty crazy. For a food pairing, I think this might go well with like an herb roasted chicken, something like that.
Tigers love chicken.
Yeah. Especially live ones.
Yeah, you don't even have to herb roast them.
Wow. Yeah, but I will herb roast this one.
Nice.
So, yeah, this is very interesting. This is the Nongya O triple. The Tiger Triple. Sorry, Tiger Triple. Rate Beer gave this a 90. Beer Advocate users with an 84. Check out their website, Nongya O.com, which is NOGNE-O.com.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, this is Mike from Boston, and for my tasting flight, I'm going to be trying Hand Brasseriet Dark Force.
What'd you call
me? This is from Hand Brasseriet. It basically translates into Hand Brewery out of Drammen, Norway. And their website is, it's handbrasseriet.net. So it's handbrasseriet.net. So I don't know if this is a coincidence or kind of common practice with Scandinavian breweries, but this is an imperial wheat stout. So they actually use wheat in this beer as well. Which I've never heard of an imperial wheat stout, so I'm really curious about this.
Huh.
As far as ingredients, that's as much as I got. That, you know, it's wheat malts, and it says dark roasted malts, and then they say that they use plenty of bittering hops and aroma hops, but don't mention at all what hops they use, so. This has a 9% ABV, IBUs are about 65, which is pretty bitter for a stout, so I'm going to crack it. Whoa. Crazy head.
I hear the
effervescence.
Yeah.
It's got really tight.
Wow, look at that Mike pour. For those that can't see, Mike poured about 1 ounce into his glass, and there's about 10 ounces of foam.
Yeah. There's
looks like amateur night at the keg party here.
It's two Yeti fingers of head.
That's not too bad.
Very tight bubble, like almost very uniform.
Kind of like bubbles. A Guinness head?
Every once in a while, there's kind of a big bubble in there, but they're pretty tight little bubbles in the head. Pretty fluffy. It's, and it's hanging around, too. Okay, on the nose.
The Dark Force.
Yes, they also mentioned that, Darth Sidious would like this beer. So they're a bit of geeks as well. Dark fruit, big time. Tiny bit of smokiness. Like some molasses and some chocolate. Like a dark chocolate, but not like a bitter. Maybe like a chocolate chip, like a semi-sweet. There's some, like a hint of some kind of wood in there too.
I like their labels. It's cool.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, a handprint.
Yeah, it looks like you're holding the bottle.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Cool.
I mean, you'd have to have pretty tiny hands, I guess, but.
Oh, kind of like if you get your hands all greasy while working on the car, then pick up a bottle. Maybe not.
I guess it's pretty normal hands, because if you wrap your hands around it, it kind of fits right where it's supposed to go. A lot going on. It's got a nice kind of molasses-y chocolate.
They have a beer called Norwegian Wood.
Well, there's a Beatles song called that.
Oh, I know. That's why I think it's funny.
Oh, I thought you were like Beavis and Butt-headed on us right there.
No.
Now that my head is dissipated down to a pinky finger. Take a sip, Smoky. Smoky and woody. Some coffee in there. Now the chocolate, there's like no sweet. Now it's more kind of a cocoa kind of flavor. Like no sweetness at all.
What happened to those fruits?
The fruits are kind of... You know, there's a big kind of smokiness. It's not quite. I mean, there's a little bit of roasted flavor in there, but it's more of a smokiness. It's kind of washing away the fruitiness, but the fruit's still big in the nose. I kind of have like tobacco on my tongue too. A tobacco leaf. Interesting. It's got kind of a medium mouthfeel. It's got a lot of carbonation, actually, for a stout. Big kind of smoky darkness in this one. If I'm going to pair this with something, and chocolate's always good with this type of beer, especially with the smokiness. Even like a fondue type thing, you know, like a strawberries like dipped in chocolate would be kind of good with this beer. Because it's smokiness, and then playing off the strawberries and chocolate, I think would work pretty well with this. If you get a chance, check this one out. This I don't think this is a seasonal. I think this is one of their regular offerings. It's called Dark Force, and it is from, I'm going to try this again, folks, Hand Brugeriet, or Brugeriet, I don't know.
Brigger
and Brewery, translated. So, Rate Beer rates this 97 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this an 89, and the Alstrom Brothers have weighed in on this, 83.
And now out west, it's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
I get to drink me some beer!
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
Woo! Exciting stuff.
We're in Denmark now.
Denmark, yeah.
Yeah, we're in Denmark.
Didn't you hear the plane?
What's up, Ratlo?
So anyhow, I am going there now to drink some beer. And speaking of which, I have here the... Oh, crap. Norrebro Brygges. I am butchering the hell out of this thing. Norrebro Brygges Skygorge Porter.
That's good, dude. That's good.
Skygorge. Skagorge. It's got SKA with a little like thing on top. RGAARDS.
That's exactly what it's called.
So, anyhow, these guys are out of Copenhagen, Denmark.
I believe it's Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
Okay, Copenhagen.
Not to us Americans, it's Copenhagen.
Yeah, just like chew.
Just like chew. Chow.
I'll shove that in my cheek.
Guess in Copenhagen. I got me some Copenhagen beer. tastes real good.
Wouldn't that be awesome if it had lots of tobacco in the beer?
All right, well, this porter comes in at 6% ABV. A little description about it is that the coffee black, top fermented with English-inspired classic and delicate aroma reminiscent of the Torstedt malt. Blah, 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 blah. They don't really say much about it. And their website really sucks, and the Google Translate did a halfway decent job, so I could at least find out something about this beer. But, yeah, so anyhow, I think I'm going to crack this one open.
They have a beer called the New York Lager.
Who buys a beer from New York?
Ooh. Well, it's a pre-prohibition lager, an American pre-prohibition lager.
Mm. I just don't picture New York being a very drinky place. I mean, like St. Louis, yeah. What? New Orleans, yes. California, yes. Vegas,
you mean for beer?
Hell, yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah, just any kind of alcohol. I mean, like, maybe I might think of maybe like a Manhattan or a martini, and that's it. You know, like, that's all they drink in New York. That's a really shitty wine.
Brooklyn Brewery.
I was going to say, you think the guys in the subway are drinking martinis?
Yeah, that's how Dave pictures New York. Everybody's drinking Manhattans and martinis. And everybody's wearing top hats and
spats on their shoes.
All right. Yeah. Well, this is a messy head. Looks a lot like a Coke.
Maybe pre-prohibition days, I guess.
Dude, this seriously looks like a Coke or a root beer that I just poured.
Good day, sir.
It must be the way that you're supposed to smell wine. It's probably it. The whole sniff, sniff, sniff.
Little sniffy, sniff, sniff.
No, I can't. What I try to do is I try to sniff and then pull it deeper into it, you know, because I don't want to pull it. Because then you start pulling all the crap that's in your nose and it comes down. And, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a funk in this beer. It's not.
It's like beer coaster Crazy Dave. He smells deeper.
This is like a wet dish rag. It's not very appealing. You know, like you know, you have like the sponge that sits around for like 3 days.
You're not back in the red light district here. Come on.
No, yeah. I know, but I feel like I pulled this out of one of the gutters or something. I mean,
whoa.
It's got a
Remember the beer I had a few weeks ago smelled like a wet towel.
Yeah, but I can't get over that. I'm stuck on that, so I'm going to just take a sip here and see what we got.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Okay, that's...
Could be bad. Could be spoiled.
It's very flat tasting. It's very... It's very light. I wish I would have drank this beer first before I drank this, the Nongyeo. This is it's a porter. It's very... There's not... The complexity is not there at all. I mean, it's just
thin and
it's thin. It's a little bit smoky, a little bit chocolatey. It's like a very just watered down, subdued kind of flavor. I mean, you taste it. It's got that classic porter dryness kind of. You know what I'm talking about? That
yeah.
I don't like to hear those words though. Like thin and porter just doesn't. It shouldn't. This doesn't sound right together, you know.
Yeah, Mike takes offense to that.
No, it's got like a little bit of sweetness to it too. I mean, on the bottle it says it's brewed with honey, and that's probably that sweetness that I'm coming through. But there's not much in the ways of complexities or.
Anything. In most cases, honey usually should dry out the beer. In most cases, unless you get that weird. I mean, I don't know if they used honey in the beer that I had last week, but I mean, it tasted like raw honey, smelled like raw honey.
It's not very alcoholy. It's just not very beer-like. I mean, it's obviously it's got like flavors of beer, but it's just everything else about it's just not very beery. I mean, the finish is real short. The flavors don't hang around very long. It's definitely really light. Like, you know, even it just.
What would you pair with it?
Yeah, it might hold up to some tacos or something, but
I don't know if they're big on Mexican food. And
no, but you know, Denmark. It's but I
you never know.
Not like you could, but you can't put anything big and bold up with this beer, you know. Something easy, maybe some chicken, maybe roasted chicken, maybe.
It's not making him Crafist erectus.
No.
Well, I'm turtling with this one, man.
Making him craft this flaccidus.
You know, especially considering that these guys are, like, way far north, and, like, it's cold as hell. You know, and now I'm getting kind of like a charred flavor aftertaste. It's not like a good char. It's like an ashy kind of a... And maybe you could pair some bread with this, like with some...
Bread?
You know, the dark breads, you know, like with the little oats on top and everything.
Yeah.
Like you get a black
squaw? Angus. Like a squaw bread?
Yeah, like that. That might work with this. That's kind of what this reminds me of, actually. That's probably why I'm thinking of that.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, so for my Danish beer, here I am in Denmark. I am drinking the Disco Beer from Evil Twin Brewing.
I love gold!
Dude, those Danish people love to go to the disco.
Smoking a pancake?
So, this is Evil Twin Brewing. They have no website, so you have to go to Facebook to find them. So if you go to facebook.com/EvilTwinBrewing, I think, or just look for them on Facebook. They are a contract brewer or tenant brewer out of Brewerij de Molen, which is actually in the Netherlands. So
I'm cheating a little bit
this week. But it does say product of Denmark on the label, which is very weird. I mean, they're Danish brewers, but they brew and bottle in Bodengraven, Netherlands. So this is their Disco Beer. It's an Imperial IPA. It comes in at 10.5% ABV. Best enjoyed before 2015. So I'm going to go ahead and crack it now. It's very full bottle. It's almost up to the top, which you don't see that very often.
Yeah, you know, that's how that Norib Rodriguez or whatever was. It was like almost to like
the. You say Norib Rodriguez?
Yeah, dude, that chick like takes it all the way to the top of the. You know what I mean?
Lots ahead. Two fat Yeti fingers ahead there. It's a copper in color. Yeah, straight up copper. Nice frothy head.
Hey, I got a question for you. Why do Danish people never play hide and seek?
Oh no.
Why?
Nobody wants to look for them.
Thank God. We need our asses kicked. Oh man, this is some hops on the nose, big time.
Hoppy nose.
Oh yeah, it's like
piney. Hoppy nose, hopping nose.
Piney. It has that really like rich hop oils smell, you know, like this like hop sap.
Like the San Diego kind of IPAs.
But different. It's not... Well, there's something else. Different.
It's freaking Danish.
But there's something else in there. It's a very sweet pine, gold? Maybe a little bit of like floral hops.
Gold, perhaps?
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah. Get your nose in there, dude. Get
I
your
love
nose
gold.
In there.
I love gold. Oh man, it's starting to get more of that like really piney Christmassy tree smell.
The Christmassy tree.
And that's really it. Maybe some like caramelized sugar.
Come on, kids, let's all sit around the Christmassy tree.
Toby, is it very carnivorous?
Carnivorous. Yes.
Carnivorous.
Is that a meat eating tree?
Yeah. All right, you guys. I'm taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This is pretty tasty. Ooh, there's even like a really dirty earthiness. Sweet.
Sweet, sweet IPA.
Great hop nose. I wouldn't call this Imperial. This is 10.5%. It does not feel like 10.5%.
Well, that's pretty typical of an Imperial.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Doesn't feel like it at all, man. This is going to be a creeper.
That's going to get you effed up kind of beer, huh?
Great lacing. Yeah, aftertaste, very, like, there's both bitter and yet this, like, really candy, like, hop candy type flavor. Really good. I'm having flashbacks of, like, the 60 Minute. It's been a while since I've had it, but this is very reminiscent of the 60 Minute. But, you know, it should be more like the 90 Minute, you know what I mean?
So it's like a 60 Minute kind of a mouth, but a 90 Minute kind of a tear you up kind of a...
Yeah, potentially.
You know, one of the things I like about the 90 Minute is that it's got that smoother, sweeter flavor to it than the 60 Minute. I mean, 60 Minute's more of a typical IPA, whereas the 90 Minute's more of that just bigger, sweeter.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of the 90s is the best out of them. Yeah, it's more balanced. It's
yeah, it's got it's definitely nice, way malt, more balanced.
Better malt character to it. Yeah.
Well, I just poured the remainder of the bottle in, and this is a. Let's see, it's not... Oh, it is a... Oh, it's 11.2 ounce. So it's not a full ounce bottle, a little bit smaller, but...
Did you get a six-pack of those, or did you get...
No, single. Huh. I think it was like $5 or something, too.
I apologize to all the Danish people, because I'm actually realizing that Gold Member is actually from Holland and not from Denmark.
So. Well, yeah, I thought that's why you're saying it was because this was brewed in the Netherlands, so I thought that's why you were doing it.
That's probably why I did it. So we can cut that out and I can seem a lot smarter.
No, I'm leaving it in there.
Okay. All right. That's what I figured.
Yeah, this is great. This is like hop candy. This is really good. If you like hoppy beers, lots of great hoppy flavor.
Who doesn't?
It's pretty well balanced too. I mean, still it doesn't really feel that imperial.
They call it an imperial, right?
Yeah, it's an imperial or slash double, but
European imperial.
Yeah, no, they, well, what is it? Beer Advocate, I think, calls it an American imperial IPA or an American double. Anyway, I'll probably, things may change by last call on my opinion on this. Well, they usually do. So anyway, food pairing.
Pancake.
I don't know, man. This is, I've been getting really bad at these food pairings.
Getting really bad?
Oh, well, yeah. I've always been bad at the food pairings.
Just I'll pair go... it with a cheese plate and let's be on our way.
No, I think I'll go with
How about a quarter pounder from Mickey D's?
Close. I will go cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
But something with, like, caramelized onions and...
like a double-double animal style.
There you go. Double-double animal style. I think that would be good.
Do our European listeners understand that? Do we need to explain what animal style is?
No, it's a secret. It's a trade secret.
No. If they come here, they need to know that they can go to In-N-Out and order, order that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Either American Beer Jargon or Sipping Bear got to come in and tell them about that.
Beer Jargon guy talking about animal style.
In-N-Out.
Come on.
For this week's Beer Jargon, the term is animal style.
Call that fool up.
Southern California, at a popular fast food chain, In-N-Out Burger. Although it's not on the menu, you can order your hamburger animal style.
The beer jogger guy.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that, Crazy Dave. I think I'm going to go with the double-double animal style. And if there was pepper jack cheese, that would be even better.
Pepper jack cheese, and you're confused or you're...
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
I feel like animal style with pepper jack cheese. I think it'd be like, pepper jack cheese, this is...
Okay, first of all, Dave, you have way too much faith in the Beer Coasters podcast, okay? For any listeners from...
Well, yeah, I heard that on Scandinavia, the Beer Coasters podcast.
Come over to the United States and happen to go to In-N-Out Burger and order the animal style.
Oh, come on. Pepper jack cheese. Porter might come over and do that, dude. He might come want to get an animal style in that burger.
malt porter, you can hit us up with some backwash and we'll explain it. We'll have the beer jargon guy explain it to him personally.
Yes, we could do that.
But it'll all be in email form, so I guess it wouldn't matter.
Oh, you just have to picture
beer jargon guy at gmail.com.
You have to read it with the beer jargon voice in your head.
Okay, so Rate Beer gave this a 97 and an 87 from the Beer Advocate users. So since there's no website for me to refer you to them, just find them on Facebook. And I think they're on Twitter, too. Evil Twin Brewing. Yeah.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
What all you right. drinking now?
Hey, Mikey.
Where you at? I'm in Denmark.
Denmark.
That's right. And I'm going to try Armager. I'm not really sure. I think it's Armager. And it's Mr. Fredrickson. And this is from Armager Brygges, which is basically just brewery. And it's from Kastrup, Denmark. And this is a Russian Imperial Stout.
Wow.
A Russian Imperial
although
Stout?
They just say it's an Imperial Stout, but Beer Advocate calls it a Russian Imperial Stout.
You sure it's not a Danish Russian Imperial Stout?
I guess in this case it would be a Danish.
Are they an imperialistic country?
No.
Is it just a Denmark Stout?
Yeah, let's call it a Denmark Stout, okay? We'll call it a Danish Stout. So this beer was named after a friend of the brewery, Peter Fredrickson. The ABV on this beer is 10.5% with IBUs of 81.
Wow.
Going crack.
Wow. It's going to be roasted.
Ooh, yeah. Got a little.
Although I've had two very nice beers tonight. I think I could do for some roastiness also.
Yeah. Dude, you gotta pick up that
Nongye Porter.
Nongye.
Nongye. That almost sounds like Vietnamese. Nongye.
Yeah.
Very deep, dark color.
Dark.
Not even getting any even highlight colors coming out of this.
It's just brown.
This is a black beer with a tan head, a little darker than the other beer, the Dark Force. On the nose, it's kind of a sweet smell to it. It's like a sweet chocolate, a little bit of roasted coffee. Some kind of, I'm getting like a fresh dirt smell.
Fresh dirt?
Fresh dirt.
Describe fresh dirt.
I don't know, soil. like potting soil or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Soil.
Like clean dirt.
Yeah.
As opposed to dirty dirt.
Untainted dirt.
Or stanky dirt.
Ooh, nice film on the top. Looks creamy looking film right on the top.
Is that a good thing?
Need a spoon?
If I saw like this thing that was like, yeah, kind of like you had to scrape something off the top of that.
It's not like pudding skin.
Oh, okay.
Take a sip, yeah. Big, dark cocoa flavors. Big roasted character. Lots of roasted roastiness in this one.
Nice.
This is definitely the roasted roastiness front runner in the European World Tour here.
Really?
Ah, oh, seeing as I think it's the only one.
There's something else in there. Almost has kind of a charcoal filter on the There's something that makes that reminds me of charcoal filter something on the tongue. But it's
charcoal
not
filters
really,
kind of take away the taste.
Not real, but you can taste charcoal though. You know what I mean? Like it has kind of a.
I usually don't go much on charcoal. Like a burnt kind of flavor?
Crazy Dave, you've done enough grilling to understand what he's talking about with charcoal.
Yeah. So is it like Kingsford charcoal or like mesquite charcoal or?
Matchlight.
Matchlight.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Man, it's got pudding skin and matchlight. Like.
Pudding skin.
No, that, I mean,
lighter
fluid.
You
got pudding skin on the top.
The roastiness in this is great. I mean, big roasted coffee and chocolate. There's a little bit of like a fig Newton in there. If I'm going to pair this with something, this would be a good dessert beer. It's just got a big coffee flavor that makes me want dessert. Going to go with a chocolate... like a chocolate cheesecake.
Ooh.
You just jacked my pairing for my beer.
You already drank your beer, fool.
No, but like, that's what I was going to have with my...
I wouldn't guess that this beer is 10.5. It does, I mean, it tastes like, you know, an Imperial Stout.
It hides it, huh?
But it's, yeah, I mean, the alcohol is mad. There's no real alcohol warming going on. And really good coffee and cocoa stuff going on here. Rate beer rates this 100 out of 100.
Oh,
wow. 95 to style. Beer Advocate users rate this a 91, and the Allstrom brothers have foolishly missed this one.
Hey, it's not their fault, man. It's not their fault. Omager didn't send them one, all right?
Well, it is their fault, because they can go out and buy it.
You know what we should do? We should just send them like a case of like beers.
You know what kind of shows we would have if we just did the beers that people sent to us?
We would have a show.
We'd have a Swedish show.
Nothing.
That's it.
It would be the Crazy David Malt Porter show.
Yeah. We do it about twice a year.
Exactly.
It would be a big deal.
The drunk girl says...
What do a pregnant lady, a frozen beer, and a burnt pizza have in common? In all cases, a man forgot to take it out quick enough.
Tweet of the week, yeah!
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Scandinavian bagwall.
Scandinavian style.
Actually, I don't think any of this is from Scandinavia.
No.
What do they call bagwash in Scandinavia? I mean, they call it bagwash, but like, I know Mexicans call it like babas.
I don't know.
We call it bagwash or, you know. Like,
while Toby's doing our first piece, maybe I'll try to figure out what bagwash is. And...
So I wonder if Google Translate will do that.
The first piece of bagwash comes from Mike. He sent us an email.
Not me, by the way. Not me.
Yeah, this is a different mic. He says, "Hi, I was wondering why I couldn't get your podcast to appear in the Beyond Pod application on the Android platform. So I emailed the developers. Here's the response I got from them. Because there are no podcasts in the RSS feed." Anyway, he couldn't, for some reason, he couldn't get our podcast through the Beyond Pod app on his Android. We're looking into it right now to see, this is the first time we've heard of it, which is crazy because I know there's a lot of people out there that have Android phones. Don't you have an Android phone, Mike?
Yes, I do.
I got an Android phone too.
Maybe Mike can look into it since he's got that phone and he can get the app and check it out and whatnot.
And I did check out with the website, and the podcast is in our RSS feed, so I'll have to figure out what's going on with that particular app. I'll download it and you know, see how it works and see if I can get it connected, and you know, we'll get back to you.
But there are other ways you can get the podcast.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
So, you know, check it out on iTunes, check on the website, you know.
Right, but it's nice to have, you know, a place where you can go and listen to all of your... Because, like,
podcasts,
on the iPhone...
The same place.
Yeah, on the iPhone you have iTunes, so it's like that's how all your iPod, all your podcasts are organized, right, and all that stuff. So, also on the BlackBerry, I know a guy who has a BlackBerry that we weren't on the BlackBerry app, whatever their podcast app is. We weren't on there, but this was probably a year or so ago.
Well, you know, my Google TV picks up the podcast just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Hmm. It's all about RSS feeds and all that stuff, and I'm not really familiar with it. But anyway, Mike goes on to say, I love the podcast. Is it possible? Oh, no. I love me some Drake's Jolly Roger India Black Ale, too. And you put a little link to a drink to Drake's website. I had the Drake's Draconic.
Oh,
a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. I didn't have it on the show, but I had it on my own time. I untapped it as an Imperial Stout, I think. Awesome. Really good. So hopefully I'll be able to get some more Drake's and have it on the show for future shows anyway. Yeah. He says, thanks, Mike. So thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks for the backwash. Good. We will look into that Beyond Pod issue.
Backwash in German is Rückspulung, and in Danish it's I don't even know how to say it. Returskiel? Doesn't make any sense.
So, well, here's I found backwash in Norwegian.
Okay.
Tebow has feelings.
Tebow has feelings?
Why are you gonna bring up Tebow, dude?
And then
it's hot. It's a hot thing right now.
In Swedish, it's backspolanging.
All right, Crazy Dave. What's the next part?
Oh, Tony11 from Twitter hit up Toby and Mike. He found the Tehankit beer on draft, and apparently there was a major difference. So it was very nice second time around. So apparently it wasn't that much of an ass tasting beer the second time around as it was the first.
Tony.
If you go back to remembering what happened, I don't know, what, about a month or two ago, we were talking about the Tehankit, and he was basically telling us how that beer tasted like ass.
No, it was just like
two or stinky like fish, or
fish and
fish or
feet.
Yeah, but better on
sound,
draft.
It didn't sound pleasant.
Yeah,
but maybe it was better on tap. Maybe it was better on the draft, or maybe it just was a better
on in the bottle. It's more like a men's locker room, but on draft it's more like a women's locker room.
Ah. Yeah, you don't mind the smells and the mustiness if it's women.
Yeah, there's less athlete's foot.
God. All right, well, thanks again. All right,
what's
Tony,
his last for piece
the backwash. Well, this one comes from Tom. Tom in LA.
Tom in LA.
And this is from our Facebook fan page. He asks if we're limiting the world tour to Europe. He says, I don't know about the availability of such beers in your markets, but Japan has a craft beer scene that's recently started to explode. Farbar in L.A., in L.A.'s Little Tokyo, has over 40 Japanese craft beers to serve. And I never know how to say this brewery.
Hitachino?
Hitachino.
Hitachino Nest by Kayuchi Brewery is an excellent Belgian wit. Wow, a Japanese Belgian wit.
That's awesome.
Anyway, thanks again, Tom. And actually, we are limiting our world tour to, this is our kind of our European vacation, leg, if you will.
Yeah.
So we may do some other world tours in the future, and Japan's definitely on that list. So.
Yeah, when we were first talking about doing a world tour, Mike really wanted to do Japan, and that kind of got pushed off to the side, and we stuck strictly with Europe this time around. So
we can do like sake bombs when we go to Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Sake bombs!
But after Japan, I don't know where to go from there. I don't know if we go like down to New Zealand from there, or
well, you can go to China, you can go to Vietnam, you can go to Thailand.
We could do the Asian world tour. We'll just
like the South Pacific world tour or something.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
But you go with a layover in Hawaii?
We could actually, yeah, do a layover in Hawaii and do some Kona beers or some Maui beers, you know, whatever.
you can't fly direct. You got to stop in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
We just take the Beer all Coaster right. submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine.
All right, Norwegian Wood and now Yellow Submarine.
Last call.
Last call.
And
first up, pint ratings, Dave.
Oh, yeah. So the Nunyo Porter.
Nunyo.
Nunyo. It's none of your business.
Nunyo Porter.
This all sounds Japanese. Nunyo. Nunyo Porter. Pretty good beer. No, I actually really like this beer. I mean, it, like I said when I was drinking it, it's got a lot of complexity, it's got a lot of flavor, it's got a lot of different things going on. I mean, it's really good. I like this, and it definitely made the way to the top of my favorite porters of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it still hasn't eclipsed my favorite, you know, the Stone collaboration that came out. We talked about that before. But it's definitely up there as long as on the same level of complexity.
And a lot cheaper, too.
Oh, hell of a lot cheaper. And available, which is important.
Yeah.
You can't get that collaboration anymore. But, and I picked this up at the local Barron's Market, which is a little hippie, you know, granola eating, you know, grocery store or whatever. You got to bring your hemp bags with you and stuff. But, great beer. I am going to have to come in to this with a rating of 5.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's,
yeah.
It hits home. It blew
I can't wait.
Blew it out the park. Yeah, Toby, you should have picked up one of these.
It was I will.
Amazing.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
So, yeah, I totally understand why it got the ratings that it got. You know, the 99s and 99 the style or whatever. I mean, it's totally worth it. It's a great beer. I highly recommend it. If you see it out there, grab it, drink it, and you'll know why.
What's your one word?
My one word.
Write it down, you know.
Go, I know. I should have. Complex. I'm going to have to say complex.
Complex?
You get the layers thing going on, but
yeah. At some point. So that was that. That was that beer. The next one was the Noryerbro, whatever. Dude, these guys. That beer just blew. I mean, it was a porter, but it was just like a watered down. You know what it was? It was like they took that out of the sink. After they did the dishes, like from making their porter beer, you know,
wow.
Like they got their kettles and they scraped the grains off and the spoons and the paddles and then they made the beer with that. I mean, it just was, it was thin, it was limp, it was just not there at all. It had enough malts to make it dark and somehow they got alcohol out of it. I don't know, but it just wasn't good, you know. And
2 pints.
2 pints? I wouldn't drink it again. I wouldn't buy it again. I sure as hell wouldn't recommend it to anybody. That being said, it's not the worst beer in the world. You know, like it's better than the high gravity beers that I drink. Yeah, I guess I'll be nice and give them a 2. But my one word for them: flaccid.
All right. Toby, how about your pint ratings?
I had a couple of really nice beers this evening. The Nunya Tiger Triple. Very, very interesting. Very different. It had Belgian qualities. It had German Hefeweizen qualities. Very smoky, which is crazy that it had this smokiness to it. Very sweet. A little bit of banana, some grassiness. Very tasty. I really like it. I would definitely recommend this one. I would go four pints on that one.
Good brewery, huh?
Yeah, so far so good. I'm pretty excited to try some of their other stuff. Especially the porter now. Crazy Dave is going off on it. My one word, I gotta steal from Crazy Dave and say Cuban. Because with the smokiness and the Yeah.
The banana. The bananas. The sweetness. That just screams like smoky from the cigars, sweet from the sugar cane, and bananas from the tropicalness of it all.
Yeah. For the evil twin disco beer. Love the name. Stand up. Dude, it's so awesome. The beer is awesome too. It's great. It's reminds me of the 60 Minute from Dogfish Head. Great hop flavors. Very sweet. Very smooth. It was even creamy. I'm gonna. I really like this. I think I'm gonna go 5 pints.
Wow.
It's been a while since I've given a 5-pinter, and I think this one deserves it. It's just tasty. My one word is hop candy. I'm pretty sure I've used it before, and I'm pretty sure it's only one word. But
actually, it's perfect because the Scandinavian, they put a lot of words together to make different words, so they use a lot of two words to make words. Like, they'll just run words together. Perfect.
So, yeah. Hop candy. 5 pints. Evil twin disco beer. Loved it. What about you?
Boom.
For the Han Bajiria Dark Force, for the Dark Force beer. It had smoke. A lot of smoke. And it wasn't as well... I don't know, it kind of took over. It had some really nice aromas. It had some chocolate and some tobacco and, some of the roasted coffee, but not much. The smoke and the flavor was a little overpowering, I think, for this one. I enjoyed it, but it was...
Is it just too big?
I don't know, it's just too much smoke. Huh. I'm going to give this a 3.5 because it's still very drinkable and I enjoyed the aroma and the flavor. It's just, I think the smoke kind of took over in this beer where it could have been a little subdued to kind of let some of the fruits and the chocolate and coffee come through. Anyway, my one word for that is smoking section.
Would you like smoking or non-smoking?
For the Amager section. Mr. Fredrickson.
Yeah, it's Mr.
Really
Fredrickson.
Roasted
smoking
roastiness.
Smoking is not allowed on international flights aboard.
the roasted Can't roastiness kind of shine through in this one. But all the other stuff was there. It's what I wanted. You could get the fruits and the coffee and the chocolate. Nothing kind of being too overwhelming to kind of mask the flavors of the rest. So this one I'm giving a 4.5 because it's pretty damn good. Not quite sure why I'm not giving it a 5. I think maybe
what was missing?
Because 4.5 is your favorite.
I don't know, but I know when I was tasting it,
did they just blow your socks off?
Well, there was just something that I wanted a little bit more of, and now, of course, I can't think of what it was, but the beer is really, really good. I mean, it's near perfect, so. The one word for this one, fig roast.
Fig roast?
Fig roast. F-I-G root. So, yeah, there you go.
Fig roast.
That's our pint ratings. Hope you enjoyed them.
Fig roast.
You know, you can follow us on Twitter. And Facebook, and Untappd, and Google Plus, and you can subscribe to us in iTunes, and also listen to us on Callisto.fm.
There we go. Check out our wiggity 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 website at wiggity 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 .beercoasterspodcast.com.
Three
wiggities.
And, it's a wiggity trifecta.
Oh, and don't forget to shop. Click on the shop link. You can buy all kinds of steins and stickers and sturts and stuff. And there's also our World Tour shirts that are on there too.
World Tour.
So check those out. Come on out and buy some stuff. I know it's too late for Christmas, but maybe you could buy for next year.
Valentine's Day coming up. Buy for your loved one.
Buy some panties. You guys have panties, right?
We'll make some. I don't think we have. If you want some, give us some backwash. We'll make some. Make some beer coaster panties for you.
Yeah, I'll give those a pint rating.
Red Light District Edition.
I was lost in the Red Light District, and all I got was this beer panties. Coaster's panties.
That's what I should have done. I should have got those girls' panties, and we could have put the beer coaster's label on.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, she wasn't wearing any, so I couldn't. Yeah.
All right.
Either that or ate them. I can't remember. But
bruise paper. Bruise paper.
Oh, yeah. Toby's got a bruise paper. So click on that link. Check it out. See what Toby's writing about on this bruise paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Thank you so much for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast.
We tell really your European appreciate,
friends. Yeah, we appreciate all of our listeners around the globe.
That's right. Support your local brewery or brasserie or
Brigas.
Brew pubs, beer bars, etc. Drink local. Goes local. Is fresh.
Can we even say that this week? Because we're not drinking local.
Well, what I mean is kind of, it's more like a when well, in Rome when type thing. You know, you want to drink what's local. True. Where you go, you want
to travel. It's like, you don't go to the Irish pub and drink a Budweiser. I mean,
no.
You know?
No.
Only the only other Europeans do that.
Yeah.
So don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
Some quick shout-outs. Shout out to Crazy Dave. Thanks for doing the show again this week.
Yeah.
Appreciate you hooking us up.
Glad we found you.
Stepping in, being a special guest.
Rescued you from the Red Light District.
Yeah. Finally caught up to us. Now we just need to find Chris. Yeah, he should be with us next week, though, right?
Well, hopefully he'll get caught up. Probably got his face in a bag full of weed or something.
He's at the coffee shops.
Yes. Or no, he's smelling the fresh hops at the local brewery.
Exactly. At Amstel. At Heineken. Okay, also a quick shout out to Mike. Thanks for sending us the backwash this week. Hopefully we get that issue taken care of with the...
Fix your website, yo.
RSS thing. It may just be something in the code.
Yeah, Beyond
like Pod. I'll check it out. Also, thank you to Tom in L.A. Hopefully we will be able to get to, you know, some different world tours. I'm sure we will.
Yeah, and, we will, definitely.
Thanks to Tony as well, you know, Beer 411 and the, what was it, Connecticut Beer Trail as well?
Yeah, they also do the Connecticut Beer Trail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks. Send us some backwash, just like those guys did. Backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call the hotline, which is 339-225-9274, or 339-BACKWASH, without the C.
But drunk dialing is encouraged.
Yes.
Yeah, love drunk dialing.
I think you did recently, and we haven't played it on the show. I keep forgetting. I think so.
Did I drunk dial?
Did I?
A couple weeks ago.
I must have been drunk.
A reminder to all our listeners, European and American and around the globe, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers. We know Rose. What is Skull, right? It's Swedish, but I don't
That's
know what
next
the rest
week.
Is.
Skull.
Scandinavian.
Next week, we're in Sweden.
Yep. Got all three Scandinavian monarchies. Oh.
Stop recording.
Oh, so Danish. It's a Skull
is Norwegian
Swedish.
Too?
Skull, yeah.
Skull.
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 Skull. Skull.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week.
Beer coaster Crazy Dave, he smells deeper.
In the bottle, it's more like a men's locker room, but on draft, it's more like a women's locker room.